not sure if I can move or if I can do anything. Amen. I'm just so hopeless right now. I'm just so downtrodden right now. I don't know that I can move. You're just trying to stay alive from the famine. You're just trying to stay alive. You're just trying to keep your eyes above water. Oh, God. Come on, God is just waiting for somebody, hallelujah, to just get up and just start walking. Could it be you don't believe you're worthy to receive whatever is you are asking for? Come on. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Face the facts. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. But he is. Amen. The blood that he shed on Calvary, amen, makes us righteous. Hallelujah. It makes me new. Amen. It separates me. Amen. It cleans me up. It dusts me off. Amen. It starts me afresh and new. Amen. You're not righteous, my friend. Get it here and understand it. Just believe in what he did for you. He gave you all righteousness. Hallelujah. His precious blood. Hallelujah. Might as well get up and understand that's the job of Christ's blood. That's what he came to do. He came to make you righteous. My job is to call on his name when I've sinned and or think I am not up to par with God's grace. Amen. Hallelujah. What he did was enough, my friend. What he did, you just got to believe. Amen. You just got to get up and start walking and start doing something for God. Amen. Whatever God's been speaking to you to do, amen. Don't just sit there. Don't just think that, man, you just don't know how you're going to do it. Just get up. Just get up. Get up out of yourself. Get up out of your misery. Get up out of your disbelief and just start walking and let God come to the battlefront. Let God do the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let God shake the heavens in your situation. Let God move. Just start walking. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Those who respond in faith to reconciliation call, amen, are declared righteous before God. Somebody call his name right now. Come on, call that name right now. Come on, Jesus, come on. That's the blood's flowing to you right now. That's the righteousness of God that's going to flow to you right now. Come on, just speak that name out. Come on, hallelujah. He knows where you're at. He knows what's going on. He knows the famine in your life. Just begin to call upon the name. Hallelujah. Come on, let that righteous blood of Jesus Christ flow down to you today. Come on. Come on, let him cleanse you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friend, you must have faith that God makes us righteous by what he did on the cross. And when you start to believe and get a hold of that, you will start claiming the inheritance that is available to us. Hallelujah. Come on. You're a child of the King. Amen. He has adopted you. He has placed his name on you. Amen. You are his righteousness. Just keep everything you do under the blood and he will do the rest. Come on. Get up. Get up, my friend. Get up and just start walking. Jesus knew that we couldn't be righteous on our own. Amen. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. Everything I try to do, it just can't compare. can't compare to God's righteousness. That's why I've got to trust in Him. That's why I got to call upon His name. Amen. Every time I make a mistake, every time I fail, every time I do the wrong thing. Amen. I just got to call on Jesus because I need His righteousness. I need His peace. I need His mercy. I need His grace. Hallelujah. Somebody call upon Jesus today. Somebody call upon the King of all Kings. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, pour out your Holy Ghost power right now. Pour down your grace and mercy right now to every soul in this place, Lord Jesus. Let your anointing touch every life, God. Hallelujah. Repentance should become a very friendly word to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. Call upon the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Come on. Romans 8:1 says this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you allowing the Holy Ghost inside of you today? Amen. To erupt in you. Amen. I'm here to tell you, get up. Get up and just walk. Amen. And let God be God. Let God be God. If you will not repent, you're walking in the flesh. If you will repent, you're walking in the Spirit. Get up and walk. Come on, somebody today. God is trying to get a hold of you. He's trying to speak to you. You got something. God's been trying to get you to do something in your life. I'm here to tell you, just start walking in it. Come on. Just get up and believe God, what He's been telling you. Amen. Just get up and start walking. These four leopards got tired of their situation and decided that they were dead anyway they looked at their situation. Here, you know, we're surrounded by an army. They won't let anybody in. They won't let anybody out. There's no food been coming in. Amen. There's death there. They're eating one another in that city. Amen. They're eating each other. I'm here to tell somebody that it wasn't just something that popped into their mind by their own accord. I think God was speaking to them. God began to deal with them. Come on. The worst of the worst. These ones, when these lepers got thrown out of the city way before the city went downhill. There was no hope. They couldn't see their family. They couldn't interact with one another. Amen. Amen. They were the outcasts. God chose the outcasts. Amen. Because the outcasts got tired of being in the situation that they were in. It was hopeless. It wasn't going to work. Amen. Any way that they looked at it, they had nothing to lose but going and trying to attach themselves to the enemy. Because the only hope there was the enemy had food and we don't. I'm here to tell you today, just get up. God's trying to call you right now. God's trying to speak to you right now. Amen. Get up and just walk. Don't worry about anything. Amen. You don't have nothing to lose, my friend. If you don't, you're going to die. Amen. If you don't do something for God, you're going to die. Amen. You're going to become like a dead sea. Amen. All this nutrients flows to you all the time, but you sit there and you don't do nothing for God. You don't do nothing for God. You just sit there and take it all in. I'm here to tell you, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. You better walk. You better get up. You better start walking. And you better just start listening to the Holy Ghost right now and say, I'm going to do something for God. I don't know what is going to happen, but I'm going to get up and just start walking. Hallelujah. God is going to move. God is going to bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has come today to tell somebody, don't stop walking. Amen. Come on. Don't stop walking in this power, this anointing. Hallelujah. Just walk. Just believe. Hallelujah. Just go for it. You have nothing to lose. Everything to gain. Hallelujah. God is wanting to use you. Amen. To bring revival. Amen. To bring revival in a greater way in this area. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is speaking right now to somebody that is stagnant in their life. Amen. He's saying, come on, get up, start walking. Hallelujah. I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you greatly in the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you righteousness. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to be God and you a liar. Come on. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Get up. Start walking. You need to understand that you're a king's kid. Amen. Amen. He's adopted you. You're not a hired hand and have to earn everything you get. Come on. 1 Peter 3:12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Just repent. Call upon the name. Praise God. And walk. And walk. Come on. Don't just sit there in the depression of your life. Don't just sit there in the debauchery of your life. Amen. Get up and walk. Get up and do something for God. Amen. Get up and make your life productive. Praise God. Jesus our Lord is ready and waiting for us to stand tall and to start understanding just who we are. And you may be thinking right now, I don't feel like I'm nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you. Four lepers with half their body parts dangling because of all the disease that had eaten away at them didn't feel very worthy either. Didn't think that they were in any significance to the kingdom. They were outcasts. But God saw them differently. God saw something in four miserable wretches. Amen. Four disease-ridden men. He saw his righteousness. And he saw a willingness in those men to just get tired of their not being effective. And just got tired of it. And said, what are we doing? We're going to die if we don't do something. We have nothing to gain here but by trying. I'm here to tell somebody today, you have nothing to gain but by trying to do what God is calling you to do. Amen. If you'll just get up and start walking toward it, I'm here to tell you that God will blow up the things of his spirit. Amen. He'll call down hosts from heaven to act on your behalf. He will rush the city. He will go before you. He will bring the increase in your life. I'm here to tell you to just get up. Come on, somebody get up right now and start believing God for a miracle in your life. Come on, start believing God for a move of the Holy Ghost that you've been praying for. Come on, somebody say, I believe. I'm going to walk, God. I'm going to do it, God. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Just start walking in the Holy Ghost right now. Just start walking and believing God that he's made a way. Hallelujah. His blood has made us free. Hallelujah. You're free today. Hallelujah. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, hallelujah. His blood has freed you from all sin. Hallelujah. From all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. The call upon that name. Let the blood flow afresh and new over you. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you don't have to leave here today. The blood of Jesus Christ can be applied to you and you can walk. Amen. You can walk. You can do something for God. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him that hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. It's time to start claiming what is yours, because it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's yours today. Come on, believe God for it and just start walking. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at your condition. Just walk. Just believe God. Just walk. Hallelujah. Don't walk around with your hand, with your head hung down and afraid. Ask your Heavenly Father for things that He is so willing to give you. Come on, start asking. Start believing. Start trusting God. Come on. He wants to do it. He wants to do it for you. Come on, have faith today. Have faith today. Have faith today. Matthew 7, 9 through 11 says, or what man is there of you whom is, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has every intention of answering your prayers. If you will just start to believe without doubt that he will do it, get up and start walking toward it. Hallelujah. Get up and start walking and believe in God. Hallelujah. Just believe God that he's going to take you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Could it be that we are like the son that stayed home and the prodigal spent all his inheritance and the son stayed home, had everything at his leisure, but never had asked the father for anything? Luke 15 says, now his, you can be seated. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house and heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked, what's going on? What's these things mean? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet you never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, no hope, and is alive again, and was lost, and now is found. When you're a child of God, everything he has is yours. All you need do is start asking and believing. And you should have them. Come on. Come on. What you been asking for? What you been waiting for? What you been needing God to do? Come on. Come on. What's before you right now? Come on. What is in front of you that you need God to do miraculously in your life? Amen. And you haven't spoken a word about it. Amen. I'm here to tell you, get up. Get up. Hallelujah. Start asking and start walking. Praise God. Believe God. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Let God do what he wants to do in your life. I'm here to tell somebody God's going to turn your situation around. Amen. Because you're going to get up and you're going to start walking. Stop letting the devil tell you that it can't happen. Come on, he's been whispering in your ears. You can't change. You're bound that way. You were born that way. You can't change your life. You can't change your direction. You can't overcome that sin. You can't quit doing that. I'm here to tell somebody you need to stand up and tell the devil he's a liar and just start walking. Because God's going to show up. God's going to come. And God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. He's going to walk before you. Amen. He's going to move the enemy out of the way. Amen. He's going to lay great things at your leisure right before your eyes. Stop letting him paralyze you in fear so that you never accomplish what God has promised you. I'm here to tell you, you need to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody needs to get up and trust God right now and start walking. Hallelujah. Start believing and saying it will happen. Start believing and saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, we're going to believe you right for a powerful anointing, Lord God. Lord, as this man walks by faith in the name of Jesus, touch him right now, Lord. Open up the paths of his life, oh God. Lord, bring blessing to his needs, oh God. Bring the anointing of the Holy Ghost in his life, oh God, as he teaches people Bible studies. God, let the power of the Holy Ghost reign in his family, Lord Jesus. Let faith begin to rise in my brother, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow, God, out upon him, oh Jesus. Jesus' name.
His fever came down.
Praise God.
His fever, they're not going away.
In Jesus' name, right now, we rebuke
his fever, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke him, Lord.
Right now.
God, this is your child, and it's not of you, Lord God, that these fevers have come upon this child, Lord God. We, in the name of
God,
Jesus, believe in
claim
it right
now.
The healing power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God,
say,
upon
Jesus
this child.
You're a healer.
Lord, we be
in Jesus' name. Heal completely, Lord,
God,
right
you,
now.
God,
in Jesus' name.
You're causing these things, Lord God. You're a healer, Lord God. We believe it, Lord, in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let faith rise in you right now. Come on. Let faith rise in you right now. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just got to start believing. Hallelujah. You might need a miracle in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. You need God to do something miraculous in your situation. Hallelujah. I'm just here to tell you, you don't have to be something special. You just got to get up and you just got to begin to move in the presence of God, and he will do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. Psalms 34:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Hallelujah. Come on. All you got to do is begin to delight in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Just let him do it. Start understanding who you are and get your relationship right with God, and God will give you what you are asking him for. Hallelujah. When you understand who you are, you will not doubt. That's what he'll do. He will do it. Come on. God wants to do some miraculous things in your life. Hallelujah. Quit wallowing in your life, your situation, and just start believing God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Somebody needs to start trusting in His Word and get up and start walking. Hallelujah. Just get up and believe God. God will accomplish His will in you today. Hallelujah. God is wanting somebody to have faith today that says, I'm going to do what God is calling me to do. I'm not going to sit here till I die. I'm going to get up and start walking toward the enemy. Stop trying to reason it out in your mind and get up and start walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God do what He wants to do. If you just walk in faith, God will get the glory. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Can anybody believe God for something really big right now? Come on, get it in your mind right now. Come on, get something really big in your mind right now. We must stop talking ourselves out of the blessings of God. God is wanting to bless you. God is wanting to pour His Spirit upon you afresh and anew today. God is wanting to come in like a flood, amen, and bless you and help you. We must stop talking ourselves out of it, though. Somebody needs to get up and start walking to this altar and tell God that He is in control. Tell God, I'm done leaning on my own understanding. I'm done trying to figure this thing out on my own, God. God, looking for those who will take a step of faith. It wasn't till those four lepers took their first step toward the enemy that God caused that enemy to be confused and disoriented. And they heard the chariots of horses and the army, hallelujah, coming toward them. Get up and start walking, hallelujah. Start believing God for your miracle. God has this. Come on, God has this. Come on, speak it out to God. Woo! I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk. God's going to take care of the enemy. God's going to do it. God's going to bring provision. God's going to keep me. God's going to bless me. God's He's going to take out the enemy. Come on, call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Woo! down. Intercede for somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, get involved. Start walking. Start walking. Let God use you right now. Come on, go pray with somebody. Hallelujah. Go intercede on their behalf. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Dead Sea, get out. Let God open up the windows of heaven in your life. Hallelujah. Something pour out of you right now. Hallelujah. Come on, don't just keep taking it in. Pour it out to somebody else. Come on, come on, shut up. Come on. Come on, give your life to God today.
Thank you.
Praise God. You're going to walk out of here and God's going to do some things. He's going to show you some things that he did. Amen. Amen. You're going to walk in victory this week. Power of God's going to be in your mind and your spirit. Hallelujah. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Hallelujah. Let's walk. Let's believe. God bless you. Shake one another's hand. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.